Would you be willing actually to even like show us the logo on the podcast so we can maybe give you some feedback here on the podcast? I mean,
Yeah,
I
I
don't
would love
always
that.
give free consultations, but I'm willing to at least take a look at it and to see what you have. Well, would you consider yourself a perfectionist?
Boom, 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 you got it. Yes. You just kind of like get in your own head and it just kind of it caused you to kind of stall for a second. But I think that could definitely be a part of it. Is that your final guess?
Okay, well, I guess that's not it. All right, well, let's go
Can't
another
take him back.
one.
You can't say no.
Well,
Don't think
I
about
mean,
it.
it's the real tea. You don't get a chance to be like, oh, bring that back. Hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. When it's on the internet, it's permanent on the internet.
Hey, it's my
Finally.
baby, you know?
Exactly.
What's up, everyone? I'm DevDar Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Labs, where clients and colleagues help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo or a memorable design in just a moment, or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special client, guest client, is none other than John. John, how are you today?
I'm good, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to have you on here today for our another special episode of the podcast. We'd usually do the episodes start off with a little icebreaker. Can you
Okay.
do me the favor of telling me what's the name of your company?
So, the name of my company is Keep It Realty. It's a podcast.
Okay, so you already went ahead and told me what the podcast is. Now, what our icebreaker that makes it a little bit different is I usually try to take a stab at what your brand is about based off of what the name is. However, you told me what the podcast is, so I know it's a podcast now. Cats out the bag, everyone. It's all okay. It's all right. However, is this like one of those podcasts where y'all like, I don't know, you call in and like you help people with the bad credit, you ain't got no business applying for this loan. Call us in, we're gonna fix you, help you out, and then y'all don't do help them or something.
Is that your final guess?
Okay, well, I guess that's not it. All right, well, let's go with
Take
another
him back.
one.
You can't say no. Not
Well,
even think
I
about
mean,
it. It's
it's the real tea, so is it like, is the podcast about real? Realty? Like, is it like something around realtors when it comes to like what it's really like in the real estate industry or something like that?
boom, 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 you got it. Yeah, so Keep It Realty is basically almost like a behind the scenes talking to people about like their real stories and what really goes on in real estate avenues and things that people may not necessarily know about and just kind of like breaking down those barriers. We want to talk about like educating people that may not know certain things. We also want to talk about to real estate agents directly, like what kind of things go on, how to protect yourself. Just anything that needs to be kept real, we're keeping it real on this podcast in terms of real estate.
Oh, that's so dope. Like, that's well said. Like, it's because, people want to know the insight. They want to know that they want to know, hey, man, keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think there's no better way to say it, but like, keep it real with me. Like, is this a podcast that's like in the makings? Is it out now? Where can they find it?
So I've recorded my first 3 episodes. However, I have not released them yet. I don't know what I'm waiting for, Devin. You know, it might be that I'm just like, okay, you know what? I kind of want to just wait for the right time. A part of me thinks it's because I have another 3 that are ready to film. And maybe I just want to have all of that wrapped up and done before I release it. However, their YouTube page is up so people can follow. However, I just have not released my teaser, and I have not released any of the full episodes yet. So I would say it's a little bit of both. Like, we're definitely ready to launch, but, and maybe it's just like a personal thing. It's just like I haven't been ready for everyone to see my baby, if that makes sense.
Okay,
Because
I
they're
understand
in
that.
interviews. So I'm just kind of like, okay, when is the time right?
Well, would you consider yourself a perfectionist?
I would definitely say I can get that way with myself. You know, I feel like nothing's perfect, but when it comes to me, nothing is like I this got to be right. Maybe I need to tweak this a little bit more. I should watch this a couple more times and see how I should re-edit it. You know, you just kind of like get in your own head, and it causes you to kind of stall for a second. But I think, you know, that could definitely be a part of it.
Okay. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, especially if it's something that you're passionate about. You want to put your best foot forth, and you want to make sure that, when you present it to the world, of course, you want to make sure that it's ready. And, you don't get a chance to be like, oh, bring that back. Hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. When it's on the internet, it's permanent on the internet.
It's my baby,
Exactly.
So I get it. Can you tell me why are you here today, on today's episode of Zion and Laughs? Yeah, I can't even talk today.
No, you're good. We all get tongue-tied every now and then. Well, you know, after we got a moment to talk and, you know, just kind of connect, we both felt like, you know, it could definitely be something that would be mutually beneficial to your audience and mine as well, just to kind of have the chance to meet and, you know, just kind of speak on some things. You know, I'm definitely excited, you know, being on your podcast, kind of getting to learn about, you know, what you do and, you know, how you go about it. So, you know.
Well, that's cool. That's cool that you say that because, this is the first episode where we are also featuring a guest from another podcast. So we appreciate you taking the time out to share your audience with us as well. That means a lot to us here at Depth. So thank you for that. And at this moment, I want to make sure I stop and let everyone know, before we get too far into the episode, because this is a very special episode of the Design and Laughs, go ahead and hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and share. When you like the videos, it lets us know that you like the content. It lets us know that you appreciate the effort and the time that goes into presenting this information, and also, just getting the resources together in order to be able to present it to you all, because it's not something that we just wake up and roll up out of the bed and just say, hey, here we are, hey, I'm here. There's a lot of thought and preparation that goes into the podcast, and we appreciate you doing your part by watching it. Now, further, more, we would appreciate you by, like I said, sharing it and liking it so that we know that it's going as far as it can go. And then also, you can comment as well. You can join our community. We don't bite over here. There's no viciousness over here. It's all love.
Copacetic, keeping it copacetic.
We have fun though. Don't get me wrong now. We will come for you if you try to mess with us now.
Have mercy. Look, don't
No.
come to me unless I send for you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. But no, it's all love over here. There's nothing to worry about. We encourage everyone to be engaged and stay creative. So on our podcast, I don't know, have you watched the podcast?
So I wanted to let everything kind of be a surprise, like you said. So I decided that I'll just wait until after my episode to go ahead and watch the podcast, or should I say your previous podcast? But so I'm it's all a blank slate, no preconceived notions,
Man. Okay.
but I knew
Okay.
I was gonna do it because and what the audience might not know is that your sister and I are very, very close friends, and I'd do anything for her. So,
Oh man,
I
that's
knew
so
for a
funny.
fact, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do it, no matter what. And I was like, but I'll let it be a surprise. Like, I'm super excited to, especially like get to know you, and just kind of see like where your creative juices have been flowing,
That's so hey, that means a lot to me because this platform is all about the community. It is like a family orientated, but however though, it really is not just about the family. It is about the whole community. And you are a part of that. And I'm thankful that you even wanted to even learn more about death, because that's what we're here for. Like here on Designer Labs, we're here to talk about how we can help the community and be an impact and change the industry when it comes to graphic design, when it comes to designers and art and everything that has to do with branding. Like we wanted to be the forefront of where you come to when it comes to creativity, and we appreciate everybody who's being a part of the creativity that's going on within the content, within the different products and different products that we have here on our platform. So at this time, I want to know more about the real tea. Like, tell me, what kind of guests have you had on the podcast? Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so I've had some amazing guests so far. One being one of the senior mortgage loan officers for Ameris Bank. His name is Jason Duff. Also my amazing uncle.
Okay, okay.
I got that interview, I plugged that one right out, right?
Okay.
So, but no, he comes on and he really talks a lot about the more how mortgage loans work. You know what I'm saying? We even kind of dive into what a lot of people don't know about is that there's a secondary mortgage loan purchaser, somebody that buys the loan that you take. And
Okay.
a lot of people don't know that. Like, you'll get your loan through Wells Fargo or Navy Federal for your home, and then they sell it to somebody else. A lot of people don't know that. So we just kind of really kind of dig deep. That one kind of feels like a TED talk, right? And then I've had another beautiful lady. Her name is Pamela Sams, and she comes on. She was a real estate agent doing extremely well before the real estate crash of 2008, and worked through that crash, the housing market crash here in Georgia. And so she really just talks about what life looked like, somebody who was, a millionaire, basically, and seeing the struggles, and then how she saw other agents persevere during that time and kind of create creative solutions to the lack of business to keep what they had afloat. So that one's a really, really nice one. Very, very insightful. And quite entertaining, especially as a real estate agent now in a climate where a lot of people think that the market is going to crash again or has the ability to crash again, kind of what they went through during that time. So we have had some really good guests. I'm not gonna give away anybody else, but I'm definitely excited for for that information to be shared.
Hey, I'm excited for you. Like that sounds like something that I would want to. I definitely am intrigued just by I'm sorry, describing it to me. And it's not because we're getting a chance to know each other. No, I really do like intrigued. Like I want to see the podcast. Like, seriously, like, is it going to be also like on other platforms, or is it only going to be on YouTube?
So right now we're just set up for YouTube. However, depending on the feedback and where we see our audience coming from. I'm looking to opening it up to, Apple Music and Spotify and, any platform where you can listen to, your favorite shows. So.
Okay. Do you have like artwork already, your design already for the podcast, as far as the cover art and all that kind of stuff designed already?
Yeah, so I have like a logo. I'll say that I have a logo that I've been using, and I've thought about maybe doing something to it. However, I've been kind of at a place where of like it's not broke, so we're not gonna fix it. So, however,
Well,
I'm always open to a good rebrand. Everybody loves a good rebrand. But yeah, I have the introductory logo that I initially started with that, just kind of like it spoke to me a little bit, so I've just kind of kept it there. It's more so of a script, but that's, currently what Keep It Realty has.
let's break that down a second. Like, okay, so you said you have a logo, right? However, you're thinking about rebranding. However, you're saying like, oh, that's the thing to do. Now, let's be careful about that, because rebranding is something that's a powerful tool, but it's not to be played with, and it's not to be used just because you think that you need to rebranding. So you need to think or unpack all of that and think more about what exactly objectives you need, and what things can you can go without. Because a logo
Exactly.
is
Yeah.
important, but it doesn't mean that it is the face of the company, or it doesn't mean that it represents the company as well, though. So you gotta be, it's a fine line.
Exactly, which is, probably another reason why we haven't necessarily launched, because I just want to make sure that, how we present ourselves is the way that I want everything to be presented, because I haven't launched it, I still have the opportunity to make sure that I love the face of what Keep It Realty is. And it's like you said, it's something that we just want to be very sure about.
Okay. Would you be interested in like, or sorry, would you be willing actually to even like show us the logo on the podcast, so we can maybe give you some feedback here on the podcast? I mean,
Yeah,
I
I would
don't
love
always
that.
give free consultations, but I'm willing to at least take a look at it, and to see what you have. So, what's up? Don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry and get to the store. You should too. Check out our store today. Devinsdev.design. All right, bro. I gotta get off the phone, man. It is out here. All right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm definitely open, talking on speaking on, any topic in terms of branding or just like your personal brand. So if we are getting into rebranding, I mean, hey.
Okay, well, can you first tell me more about your brand? Like what's the goal of the brand, and go from there, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So In its simplest form, the goal of the brand is to break barriers. I feel like knowledge is power. And so once we can break the barrier of the lack of knowledge that other people may have on a certain subject, they're now empowered. So I'm successful if my audience has been empowered by the information that I share or the interviews that I have. And that's definitely our goal. And of course, all of this in relation to real estate.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here today because of the fact that I think I can help. Seriously, like we're here today to be able to, have a conversation and converse about branding and things that you do here at your brand. And it's only right that, we try to help each other out. And I'm here to do so. However, we only have a short amount of time when it comes to the podcast. So at this time, I need to start transitioning, and I'm going to do so by hashing out the design brief for today's challenge when it
Okay.
comes down to designing something memorable for Keep It Real T. Now,
Oh, cool.
when it comes down to Keep It Real T, from what I'm gathering based off of the information you've been telling me and the feel for the podcast and things like that. Like, I don't know about the color, imagery, or anything like that. And I still haven't got your image. So I don't know if you're gonna have enough time to do that today. Maybe we'll just have to skip that another time. However, though, I will go about it this way though. I was thinking, since we don't have your logo, we could at least try to see if we could, I don't know, for today's challenge, come up with something that's going to be memorable by, I don't know, maybe coming up with some kind of ad or something. Let's figure out what we can do. But like, I want to be able to help try to, promote your brand within a short amount of time that we do have on the podcast. And
Okay,
we're gonna
so
do
what I'll
so.
do, if it'll be helpful, is I'll shoot you an email just so you can have it, kind of see like the, well, how would I say it? The mood and the feel of the brand and what the logo looks like and kind of how it's, how I have it right now. So that way, because I know, like you said, we're gonna have a transition, so I'll send it to you so you can have it during the transition before we pick back up.
Okay, no problem. Well, just letting you know, also, with that being said, then, like, we're transitioning already right now. Like, we're literally already in it. So we're trying to identify the design brief. Do you know what a design brief is?
Yeah, you'll have that with any client, and basically it just kind of goes into what do they need, what are they looking for from you, and then within what parameters do they need it, and what's that
Correct, correct.
budget?
So let's hash out today's design brief for you within today's episode of the podcast. So with that being said, like, when it comes down to your brand, you tell me like the feel, like what's the philosophy behind it, and what you want people to take away with it.
Yeah, and so basically with my brand is slightly edgy but very sophisticated. It's minimalist, and it is very much a brand looking to empower others. You know what I mean? So we want our brand to be very tactful. My brand is very educated in a sense, because when we are talking about the things that we discuss on the podcast, I'm not just going to talk to anyone about those topics. Like, I'm going to talk to somebody that could give the TED talk of that topic if it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I want to bring the right person that any and everyone would need to get the information that they need on the subject, right in front of them and get the behind the scenes information that everyone doesn't always share. That's the goal. So it's almost like not, it's an investigation, but not an interrogation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So basically, are you trying to say it's very, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm just saying, we just basically want to get to the raw, to the genuineness, behind the subject.
Understand. So it's a sophistication, it sounds like there, but without it being so intimidating or what do you call it, like off-putting or not even that, or snooty or whatever, like like we're here for
Bridges.
people, but you gotta come correct basically. Yeah.
Yes, because we don't want to mislead anyone. You know what I mean? We just want to break down the barriers, kind of just like how I've said since the beginning of the podcast. We want to make sure that people know that they can come here to get information that they wouldn't just find anywhere else and that they may not have known about. We just kind of want to bring it to the forefront. There's things that a lot of people know about, but some people, it's just information that's not just publicly out there, just publicly shared anywhere. You might have to go somewhere specific, to get this information. And so we just want to kind of bring it to the forefront. Conversations that I haven't seen anyone have, and things that I really wish that I would have known even myself before becoming a real estate agent, So.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I think what if we were to see if we can come up with maybe, I don't know, let's see if we can come up with a business card for you within 10 minutes for today's challenge.
Okay, sounds good.
Advertise the Real Tea Podcast.
The Real Tea Podcast.
We'll put it right here on the spot, right here, right now on Designing Labs. What's happening, everyone? I'm Dev Dog Devin. And welcome to Cook This, Designing Labs Cook Segment, where colleagues and clients, that's right, colleagues and clients help me complete the creative exercise here at Dev by cooking this. Today, I'm joined with Yesenia, Ciara,
That's me.
and Jasmine. Yeah, come on, y'all. All right. So, we're gonna do a few rounds where we're going to be cooking this, and then afterwards we're gonna have a break where we'll be able to, just have a little laugh, about what we just saw. So let's jump right on into it. I'm gonna share the screen with you all, and we're going to go ahead and cook.
So
There
the
we
first time
go.
was
Alien within 30
obviously.
seconds. Huh? This.
That's yeah, they gotta move a lot faster. You're trying to do 30 seconds.
Well, our artists here, man, they guess working on their own time, but
Clearly.
man, look at that. If that is not Blank Man in the feet and like in the flesh.
I was gonna laugh, but that didn't work.
Is that Batman's mask?
No,
That seems accurate.
it's like a castle, like a little medieval castle, I think.
Yeah, that's Little House on the Prairie, right?
Or
Or is that Noah's Ark? Like, I don't know. It's so many different shapes in one.
I still just want to know, like, why he has on gloves.
Ooh.
Hey man, thank you man for helping me cook this, bro. Like, I don't think if I could do that by myself, bro, because you were saying more than I could, and I was lost for
I mean, I was just trying to make sure I worked it out, man. If I could see the vision coming, right? I wanted to try to jump in the mind of the artist and figure out what was going on there. What were they trying to show me? I
true.
tell you one thing, don't let them design the next fan, though. That was not safe.
Hey man. Chop chop, like man, that thing was down all
Oh, it
the
was super low, like, and then like you got to think this spinning. The thing's gonna be all over the
Exactly.
place.
Exactly,
You can't
man.
have that kind of length on a ceiling fan.
It was hilarious. But hey, thank you to our artist, man, for being willing to draw on short notice with no reference, by the way. So this is
Oh,
all
clearly.
this is all for fun. But hey,
All mental.
yeah, but hey, they were up for the challenge, man, and showing how deaf they can be. And we appreciate them, and we appreciate you all for tuning in to another episode of the Cook This segment here on Designer Labs. Now back to the podcast. Today we're going to start the timer, and we're gonna get started starting now.
All
Now,
right.
10 minutes to design you a business card. Hopefully it's memorable, or we're gonna at least laugh at our designs if we don't. So when it comes to a business card, let's start off with the shape. Are you thinking of like a business card that's more traditional, or would you want it to be more cutting edge, maybe like with rounded corners or something?
Look, I'm totally open to cutting edge. Something that's memorable, something that, people don't just want to throw away. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what does that mean to you? Like, what you want a circle business card? Like what, a star? Like,
I
what kind of shape are you looking when it comes to a business card?
mean, maybe. I mean, that could be cool. Circle business card, maybe one that's the shape of a house. I don't know. Since this is real estate, that could be
I
like.
mean, I don't know if you're gonna get a shape of that, but maybe it could be like a rug, though.
Like a rug. I don't know about the rug. Maybe
Like
like
a
the
welcome mat?
corner, I guess.
I'm
But
sorry,
maybe
what'd you
like the round
say?
corners. I like rounded corners.
Okay, so
I'm edgy, but I'm not sharp. Like I'm not gonna touch you.
okay, so you would like, okay, hold on, let's start there. Let's what, 3.5 by, sorry, 3 inches by 2 inches. Let's do that for business card. Bam, got that. All right, so you said you want to round the corners. Let's go ahead and round these corners up. Bam, got that done. Okay, so what that comes be, what being said, like, can you give me more, like, when it comes to the actual wording that's going to be on the business card? What things is most important to you that you think that should be on the business card? Keep in mind, we got 8 minutes left.
Yes, so basically we want people to know that one, that it's a podcast, and that we're definitely breaking barriers on the podcast, and this is real life real estate.
All right. I think you said a lot, and those are all important things, but you got a small, little, a bit of space to put all that information in, and definitely you can put it all in there. So let's think about the hierarchy. What's most important and what's least important when it comes to that? What's most important from the information you just gave me that you think should be most important? Like, should it be a tagline or what you just said at the end?
Let's go with the tagline, like real life real estate.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a really good tagline, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I
Real
have
life.
a small series on Instagram that I do. I've only done like a couple things, but it's just kind of like real, just like how I'm like my everyday life. So I just call it real life real estate.
Okay. Real life real estate. Period. All right. Like, what font are you thinking about when it comes down
I think
to?
I'll let you be creative. Like, I don't want to control the design, but
Oh,
I
you
see
have control on it.
the mood board. What do you feel?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. This is a collaboration, so thank you for trusting me to do
I
so. However,
trust you.
we are going to now take the logo that you provided for Keep It Real T. And it's interesting that you used the black and white for your logo as a choice for your brand, as opposed to being more of a flashier color, or going more of a traditional route with something being more, I mean, straight neutral colors. A lot of times you see that as well. And so this has a sophistication. I feel like this is definitely in the right realm that you're going as far as the direction wise. based off of what you told me. So I think that you're onto something.
Thanks.
I'm not here to tear you down and tell you what you should do or not like that. No.
Look, look. If
Yeah,
you tear me down, just build me back up, okay?
you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not here for that. However, there's definitely always things you can always improve upon, and maybe we can talk more about that in the future. However, on the podcast today, I just wanted to at least give you that information because I feel like you need to know that so you can make the right decisions going forward when it comes down to your brand, and you will know that we here are being transparent and we're not just telling you stuff because we just want to talk, like we
And
really
some people shift the gab, they
no.
just run. But no, I just want to see where your creative juices go a little slow. I don't want to interrupt too much. I don't want you to be waiting on me because I know that our time is, you said it, we probably at what, 7 minutes now? So we gotta.
Yeah, we got 6 minutes. We got 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. So
Okay,
when it comes
gotta
to a
respect.
font, I don't know what kind of font you want to do. I think it needs to be something that matches with this. So let's take a look at some of these fonts and let's take something that matches with it, that complements it at least. If it even if it doesn't, like I said, match with it needs to complement it.
Yes.
So at this time, I'll let you take a look at these and see if you see something, let me know. Keep in mind, we got under 4 minutes left.
Okay, if you see something, I'll let you make an executive decision.
Okay. Well, your stuff is really pointy, so you need something with points. You don't need anything with rounds. And the fact that we got a rounded card with pointed edges is already, it's a little interesting right there. So we got that little yin and yang going on. Okay. Let's see. I don't want to go too fast for you.
No, you're fine.
What if we did something like with an Aubrey that has the thinness, but yet it has the sophistication and it has the thickness as well? Like, so it has some weight,
Wait to it. Okay.
different weights to it. We don't have to stick with that. I mean,
I mean, look, we have to, I just want us to complete it. We got to complete our mission.
see, hey, I like the how you think. Everybody's like, hey, let's have fun. It's important to have fun, but let's try to make sure we complete the mission too. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, when it comes down to like placement and stuff like that, I mean, you could literally call that being that is the design right now. But what's your input on like the layouts of like what other information do you
I
want?
feel like I like the layout. I feel like in my mind, of course, like we know, business cards have two sides. So maybe even just like on the one side would be the logo, then the other side would kind of just go more in detail, real life real estate, and then kind of say like where you could find it on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, da da da,
I'm glad you
and.
said that. I'm glad you said that because you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I needed to because you reminded me we gotta put in their podcast. It's very important so they know what it is. Keep it
Yeah.
real T podcast. And then I was thinking it needs to be up here along with the logo so they can know that it's what it is. Now, it doesn't 100% match with it, and I don't know exactly what font you are using. I could take my time to
Yeah,
figure
we'll
out what it is. I can,
be able to find
but
that.
it's gonna take more time to do so than we have at the moment because we literally got 1 minute left. So at this point, I'm just gonna run with what we got. But I don't know. What do you think about the sizing of that when it comes down to it,
I
how
feel
you?
like it's, I feel like it would probably have to be, I don't know, I just, because in my mind I'm seeing it, the two sides, you know what I mean? So just one logo and the other side, the real life real estate. But with the time that we have, I feel like we've kind of cranked out something that would be usable,
Okay.
so.
We got, oh shoot, we got 40 seconds, no, 35 seconds.
35 seconds.
Okay, so at least we got something, however.
You like,
Well, on the backside, what did you say you wanted on the backside again?
basically just kind of just going into where they can find it. So, now on YouTube, follow me on Instagram at Realtor John Dunn, little stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That, or maybe even it could be like really cool just to have like the QR code. People do lots of
Now, YouTube. We didn't got that much time left. That's it. Time.
fine.
And time is up now. Just ended. Woo.
I feel like our business card is straight to the point. It's like, look, this is what it is. Flip it around. This is where you can find
Right. You know what? We completed the challenge, and I'm thankful that we did. However, let's take this brief moment and see if we can finalize the thought that we just had. So you said now on YouTube, we at least need to put where it's at. What's the address exactly on YouTube?
So the podcast is Keep It Realty, spelled just how you see it in the logo, and that is the name of the channel.
Okay, so it would be at Keep It Realty. Got it. All right, that makes this very simple. So let's go down here and at Keep It Realty. How's that? Or would you like to spell it a different way? Oh, sorry,
Nope,
would you like
that
to
is how
change?
it's spelled because we're sharing the real tea, okay? On
I understand that.
real. So
And
yeah.
hey, well said. Like, did you think that we should put the apostrophe in there, or does it go in there?
Yeah, you could put the apostrophe.
Keep it real. See? Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Something you can sip on, okay?
Okay. And but with the lowercase t, because we ain't being loud about it over here. We know we ain't gossiping. We just talking, you know. What that song say? You don't want no troubles, you just talking. Hey,
Love it, love
you know. All right,
it.
all right. I see what you own. I see. Okay. Well, man, we did it though. This is
Yeah,
the
we
front
completed
of Keep It
the
Real Team podcast business card. And then this is the back of it over here on the right. Now on YouTube. At the same name. So, hey, I mean, we did what we could for the amount of time that we had. I mean, man, whew. The hard part is now done. We got the podcast as far as a feel for what you're all about now. At this time, I just want to give you your flowers and tell you thank you for being a great guest because
Oh,
like you've been very kind with your time and also been very helpful for understanding how we can be able to be more useful in the community as far as giving back and how we can further encourage others to interact and feel encouraged to come on to the podcast and know that we're here to uplift and be supportive, you know. So we thank you for being
exactly. And I feel like, that's what's important. So I enjoyed my time and I'm glad that I could be here.
Yes, I'm glad. Like, you're more than welcome to always come back. I need to take this time also to now get into the nitty-gritty part of was that a memorable design or not? Like, leave us a comment down below, you all. Was it the design that we created today for Keep It Realty, was it memorable? Can you define it based off of what you see? Like, can you get the visual of what you're trying to convey here when it comes down to Keep It Real T? Like, let us know. I'm going to show it to you again so you can have a visual. But I just wanted to at least let you guys know that, like,
Let us know your
the
thoughts.
podcast is coming. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, and the podcast is coming. So go ahead, go ahead and follow, go ahead and message, go ahead and hit me, DM me on Instagram, whatever it is that you need to do to make contact, so I know that people are looking for it, and maybe it'll just get me out of this, slump, and just like, you know what, let me just release, because literally the episodes are uploaded. I
Okay.
just released them to the public. So
Oh,
you
hold on now.
follow it,
You have
let
the episodes already uploaded, but you haven't started telling
I
people
have
about it yet.
like I said, I just haven't released. I'm just like, is it ready? And like, it's probably just myself, but I feel like even in doing the podcast today has really encouraged me, I feel like, because now I'm talking about it, so it's just like I just need to go ahead and do it. I definitely feel like I have a week to make my decision as far as like when I'm gonna launch. And I'm just gonna stick to it. So be on the lookout for that information.
Okay. Well, she said it here first, you all. So we thank you once again, John, for coming on the episode, for coming on to the podcast and doing us the honor of being like the first podcast, as far as I know of, that you've been on. Like,
Yep.
this is a lot for us. Like, this is important, and man, we're thankful that like we able to create something with you all today. Like, it's therapeutic for us as well, because you get a chance to learn more about us as far as here at Depth as well, like what we do, and our thought process, and a little bit more as far as inside of who I am a little bit, to a degree. And hopefully you come back so you can continue to build with us.
Yeah, of course, of course. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your platform, and I look forward to, anything else that we can do to, like we said, uplift the community and continue to strengthen it.
Okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to close off. But before I do so, I need to know, is there anything else you got going on that you want to tell the people more about you, that they can find out more about your business as far as you as a real estate agent, maybe? Like, they can look into more about that side of you, or?
Of course, yeah. So I am currently a realtor in Atlanta, Georgia. My Instagram is Realtor John Duff, RealtorJohnDuff. You can follow me on there as well as on Facebook. I post majority of my content on Instagram. And there's nobody I can't help. I feel like home ownership and even just land ownership is something that everyone deserves and everyone should have, and it's kind of just like a birthright. So if it's something that you need, or you think that you're facing a wall or an issue, or even if you just need a second opinion, please feel free to reach out. I'm gonna message you directly. My phone number is up on my platform, so if you just want to reach out and give me a call or shoot me a message or an email, I'm here for that as well. And that's where you'll find everything. Just be on the lookout because there's a lot of good stuff to come.
Okay. Yeah. Also, too, I wanted to take this time to let you everyone know that Depth Journal, Volume 1, is available now. So if you guys want to go ahead and get it, please do. We appreciate it, because it helps us keep these doors open, and so we can also be able to further do our mission when it comes down to spreading the information of branding and how important it is, and doing a demonstration of it within, how can I say this, appropriate manner that works for both the client, the colleagues, and myself, without taken away from the industry, because the industry has certain standards and things like that that we have to live by. However, when it comes down to it, we're breaking rules over here, and we appreciate those who want to be rule breakers here with us, because that's how we change the culture and how we change the landscape of what brands re really represent and what brands mean to us and what brands mean to you and people like yourself. So, with that being said, I want to say thank you once again, everyone, for watching, listening. I know it's a little long-winded, but thank you. This has been another episode of Designing Last. I'm Dev Doll Devin. Until next time, stay creative, stay engaged. Peace.
Bye.
It's time, it's time, it's time.